Instead of sending scrap drywall to the landfill, Randy Scott from Anderson, Indiana, is recycling it into a soil additive for farms and gardens. He says drywall is made primarily of gypsum, a naturally occurring mineral that adds calcium and sulfur to soil, nutrients important for plant growth.
The gypsum improves the soil structure. It helps prevent crusting of the soil for all these no-till farmers. It helps with the compacted soil. It helps with wet soil. It helps with water runoff and erosion. Like, Indiana has a lot of clay, so we have a lot more use for this product than, let's say, Colorado, whose soil's different, and it wouldn't help their soil. The higher density clay ground you have, the more this product will help you because of its ability to break down clay. But the immediate results of applying gypsum are this calcium and sulfur, which more recently has been the higher demand. And with the higher cost of fertilizer these days, if you can release the nutrients from the clay and supplement your sulfur needs with this product, it's become affordable.
The drywall is ground into a fine material that can be applied to fields or mixed into compost. The process helps improve soil structure, reduce erosion, and increase water infiltration.
The product we sell has an advantage over virgin gypsum because of the paper. Gypsum is 93% gypsum and 7% paper coming from the source like wallboard that we use. And the worms love the paper. Well, worms are the best aerators on the planet, and their waste is high in nitrogen.
Agronomists say recycled gypsum has long been used in agriculture, but the challenge has been sourcing it responsibly. This local effort keeps waste out of landfills while offering farmers a low-cost soil amendment.
One of the main benefits to everybody else that's not even in a farmer or not in this business is that gypsum is a real issue in our landfills. That same sulfur that benefits corn becomes an issue when buried underground and allowed to build up toxic fumes. The last thing we should be doing is putting it in the landfills.
The Madison County-based operation is still growing, but supporters say it's a win for the environment, local agriculture, and the circular economy, proving that one man's construction waste can become another field's foundation for healthier soil. Find more on this story at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.